There's no 9 to 5 in the garden. Let's get to Scott and Gilbert and see if we can't help him get wrapped up with his project so we can get ready for whatever ball game he may be watching this afternoon. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I've been gardening here in the Valley probably since 1967 when I was 12, and I've been listening to this show forever and with my different gardening books that I've read. But I have a question. I'm getting ready to put in my fall garden, and I'm digging the soil up. And I usually put in some soil sulfur, some sort of something like high phosphorus fertilizer. I'm trying to get a little bit more organic now, but I have a compost pile, and I usually put in some manure because my compost isn't enough that I make. And so then I dig it all in. I'm still doing, I guess, ground gardening rather than the beds, uh-huh. The raised beds or whatever. Okay. The question I have is with gypsum. I'd read different things. Would you suggest that I use gypsum, or what's the deal on gypsum?
Well, if you're using sulfur, you probably don't need to use gypsum. They basically accomplish the same thing at the end of the day in opening the soil up, improving drainage, you know, buffering the pH a little bit. So basically you're doing the same thing whether you're using gypsum or sulfur, you know. So I love gypsum. It's easy to use. You can't really burn with it. You can be pretty liberal with it. It does a good job, but if you're using sulfur, you probably don't need to do both.
There you go. We appreciate the call. In your garden recipe in prep, I always remember seeing gypsum over sulfur. Could you substitute that, or do you have a preference to
you
gypsum?
Can. You know, the application rates are quite a bit different, so you got to watch that. But, yeah, just substitute one or the other is fine. You bet.
Okay, and the stir manure you buy at the nursery, though, that's good. Just dig it in. Does it need to sit for a while, or is it right compost enough that you can plant fairly soon?
It probably is not. And that is kind of the rub with cow manure, is that it can be pretty hot, pretty green, may not be composted, also have some weed issues at times with it. You know, we prefer using the Hickman's, the chicken product, because it is well composted. But, you know, any good organic matter, as long as it's well composted, is fine. But that's the key is, you know, the best way to tell is, you know, open it up now it's going to have some odor to it, but it shouldn't have the odor of like ammonia or pine resin, or, you know, it should smell like earth or smell of manure-y. That's fine.
Y'all were talking about dairy farms at the break. If you've ever been to a dairy farm after it rains and the pools of water are all brown, mm-hmm. That's a good sign it's not ready for compost. I remember walking onto a nursery in Tucson, the Magic Garden. They were trying a new compost, and they were guaranteed this manure, the steer manure, was completely ready for garden use. And they had put all these new pots in it, and the pool around all these pots when they had water was just brown.
Like tea.
And you can smell it. Like, that's not ready. I'll pour a little water on there and see what color it drains out.
Yeah. You can usually tell, though. And also you'll get the actual heat. The decomposing process throws off a lot of heat. And so it's kind of hard to tell when it's hot like this, if there's heat coming out of there or if it's just hot. But in the wintertime, you can actually see smoke sometimes coming out of those bags or out of the piles of uncomposted stuff.
And on this 3-day weekend, getting that garden soil, like Scott's trying to do, ready, this would be the perfect weekend, just about the perfect time of year to turn it in for that fall garden.
He's doing the right thing. You know, he's taking some time. He's ahead of it, working it up. You don't have to kill yourself, you know, doing it. In a few hours, you can take the whole weekend and really be methodical and till it in, work it in, turn it in, do it a couple of times, you know, add all your ingredients, and then you're ready to go. Give it a good drink or two, you know, give it a good watering. Hopefully it rains, and that helps kind of cool that soil down, so to speak. You know, especially if your garden's been sitting all summer, pretty much empty, or just with a couple things hanging around in it, and we've kind of given up on it, we've quit fertilizing it, we've quit, you know, it's in pretty tough shape. That soil's hot and, you know, packed and, you know, hasn't had much fertilizer on it, and, you know, so take some time to rejuvenate it.
And your little Harper's recipe for that soil conditioning,
mm-hmm.
they can find that where? Because that really made the best garden we've ever had.
You know, we have it free at the nursery if anybody wants to pick it up, but you can
the
do
the pamphlet,
it.
Not the soil mix.
Correct. The instruction. The recipe. Or you can go to our website, harpersnursery.com, and go to Garden Guides, or Garden Tips, excuse me. Garden Tips will take you to all the garden guides, and it's called Garden Preparation Guide. Click on that. You can print it out or not print it out if you're being eco-friendly, I guess.
Il est temps, as Baby Case says. It is time. It's time to get that vegetable garden in the ground and enjoy a nice fall. If nothing else, like you said, it's a great symbol that the summer's ending.
That's right.
Cooler days
ahead.
We're on
the right side of it.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.